How many more baskets do you think Michigan made last night than Penn State? They won by one. So how many more baskets do you think they made?
Handful, if that. That was a pretty brutal second half.
How about Penn State made five more baskets than Michigan? Penn State made three more twos and two more threes than Michigan in the game.
Oh, boy.
Five more baskets. Somebody has to explain to me on a team that drives the ball to the basket, because style of play enters into this. And how many times have you heard me defend officials on the air saying, hey, look, you're shooting jump shots, you're not going to get a lot of calls, correct? I've said that how many times? Over and over. Penn State is consistently driving the ball to the bucket. They went 36 minutes and 23 seconds before they took their first free throw? What the heck's going on here?
Yeah, that's atrocious.
That's where they, now I realize, let's be honest, you know, the last six free throws that Michigan took were, hey, look, we're fouling to stop the clock. Right? So you got to be fair about what you're saying here. But I'm sorry. You're driving the ball to the bucket, driving the ball to the bucket, driving the ball to the bucket. The game plan was to go inside, go inside, go inside. And you're telling me that Penn State didn't shoot a free throw for 36 minutes and 23 seconds. Really? Interesting. I didn't say Penn State should get 100 free throws, but zero is kind of a low number. Oh, well. We'll talk more about that later in the show. Whew, not having Greg Lee. And yes, I know I sat here yesterday and knew he wasn't going to play. Not having him, that's where it hurt last night, because Michigan hurt them with second-chance points. And that's where having an additional rebounder out there could have cleaned up some of that. Not all of it, but some of it.